Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 4, and we are continuing this section at the end of the book, near the end of the book, called Others Before Self. Today, we're going to explore verses 11 through 14 that talk more about Paul's circumstances right now and his mindset and his attitude toward his situation that he's facing right now in prison. Philippians 4 verses 11 through 14 says this: "Not that I speak from want, for I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share it with me in my affliction."
Okay, so Paul's circumstances, he's talking about, not that I'm speaking of being in need. The reason why he'd been talking about their gift, their concern that they showed him of supporting him, he's not wanting them to support them because he needs the support. It's not so much that. It's, again, even in this, Paul's thinking of them above himself, you know. Now, will he benefit from it? Yes, but that's not the reason I'm asking. I don't really need the gift, because he says at the end of verse 11, "I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content." Would it be nice to have it? Sure. Can I get along without it? Sure. So it's not about me that's the contingent necessity that's being put on this. It's right. about you. So he describes his circumstances. I've been low and abound, or poor and rich. Poor at times, rich at times. I've been hungry at times. I've been full at times. I've had abundance at different times. I've had need at different times. But he says, I've learned how to get along with those humble means. I've learned and I've grown content in spite of my circumstances. My circumstances do not determine my contentment.
Yeah.
What my contentment has been determined by my relationship with God. That's all that really matters. I'm depending on Him, and my circumstances aren't going to change my relationship with Him. That's not why I'm asking you to give. It's because you need another lesson in putting others before self.
Yeah, and he, of course, he quotes this probably the most famous verse in Philippians 4:13. He says, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Well, I can do all things. I can suffer and have a plenty, and I can go through all these situations because I know the Lord, and He's my source of strength. Too many times our source of strength or independence or confidence, whatever you want to call it, is determined by maybe our financial situation, or it's determined by what we have around us or who we have around us. It's determined by the things that we have and you know, so many external factors like that. Paul has had a little bit of all of that, it seems, and his contentment, his strength, his mental clarity has not changed at all. And the reason why is because he doesn't find his sense of worth or his strength in any of those things. What he finds it in is Christ. And no matter who you are or what you're going through, Christ is that constant. And so he says, pull your strength from Christ, and then that's how you get to go through all those things.
Yeah, it's not about I can win the baseball tournament this weekend. It's not about we can win the state championship. You know, it's not about a lot of things that we try to apply this
we have
verse.
A 70-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Well, I can do all things through Christ.
What Paul was talking, the all things is what he just got through mentioning here in this, you know, being poor or rich, being hungry or full, being having abundance or having needs. None of that matters. I can do all things, or I can get along with whatever circumstances I am because of the sufficiency of Christ's strength. I am prepared to endure any circumstance life throws at me because I'm strengthened with the power of Jesus and the relationship that I have with Him. So could I use the gift? Sure. Do I need the gift? No. Will I be okay without it? Absolutely. Why? Because I can be rich or poor and be okay. There were times when Paul was celebrated as being, you know, a great preacher. There was times he was celebrated, or minister. There was times that he was celebrated as being like a Greek god. There were times like now that he's being thrown in a prison cell.
Or beat within an inch of his life.
That's right. High of highs to low of lows. It does not, I can get through any of that. It doesn't matter. It's not about I'm going to be successful at anything I try, or, you know, name it and claim it, prosperity gospel kind of thing, or that I'm going to win the state championship this weekend. It just means that the external things are not what's important to me. So, again, the point of all this is not the way we kind of rip this one out of context and use it. Is he's saying, I've talked about your giving. I'm not talking about your giving because I need your gift. I'm good. Either way, I'm good. But either way, you're not good.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm wanting you to do the things that's going to be of greatest benefit for you, which is why he winds up this little part that we're talking about today, verse 14. It was kind of you to share my trouble. Yet it was kind of you, you know. So I don't need it, but is it nice? Sure. Obviously it is. You know, if it's just me and the Lord, I'm okay with that. But if you decide to support me, if you decide to encourage me, if you decide to send Epaphroditus back to me, you know, whatever the circumstances, I can get along and I'll be fine. But, you know, I'm just being open and transparent. It is nice when you allow yourself to put others before self. I've experienced that. And as a congregation, y'all would be a lot better off if you did the same thing as well.
That is the peace of God.
Yes.
That's the attitude. When we were studying that earlier, what does the peace of God look like that surpasses all comprehension? Well, that's what it looks like. You know, in whatever situation I'm in, there's better and worse situations that are more and less favorable, but at the end of the day, I still have Christ, and that's what matters, and so I'm good. And so I'm going to do whatever is pleasing to Him, and then that's what gives me the amount of confidence and the amount of peace to say I'm ready for whenever He wants to come back. But until then, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that y'all are ready to come with me.
Yep.
So that's the message that he gives here in verses 11 through 14. He can do all things through Christ that strengthens him because he has that peace and he is placing his strength in the Lord. That's what we need to do as well. And we'll continue to read more about his situation, more about the application that he gives for us as we wind up this book of Philippians on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.